Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 69 of the JB Sism Show. Today, we're going to be talking about how to write with efficiency by using one of my favorite apps, Evernote. I'm going to give you five reasons that I use this app for all of my writing. Well, not all of my writing, but a large majority of my writing, but mainly for all of my blogging. Here we go. Let's kick this episode off. It's going to be a good one.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at the JB Sism Show. My friends, welcome to today's show. And if this is your first time listening to the show, it is dedicated to helping you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. Well, today we're talking about one of my favorite apps, Evernote. And on top of all of that, as a blogger and as a writer, I have to be very selective of the tools that I use to conduct my business. With sermons, a podcast, this blog, and books, I need something that's going to help me get the job done. And yet, you know, sometimes tools, they just simply get in the way and out of control. So I have used countless tools like Microsoft Word, Scrivener, DeskPM, but I needed something that would change how I write. And Evernote is one of those apps that has helped me do just that. So I switched, and I'm going to tell you why in today's episode. My friends, you are listening to the JB Sism Show. Have you ever looked at the commercials that Staples gives? They have this little red easy button. You click it and things just magically happen. I want to go on vacation. They click the easy button and bam, they are right in the middle of vacation, somewhere in the Bahamas or, you know, the Caribbean or something. You know, we want this easy button. We want something that's going to make our life easier, something that's going to help us take everything we're doing to the next level. And writing is one of these things that it's not necessarily easy. I write this blog, I write my podcast, I write books, I write copy for the church, I write a lot of stuff for our website for the church. I'm constantly writing, and coming up with new ideas is really difficult sometimes. And that's why I got to stay motivated. I got to stay listening to other podcasts. I got to stay reading up. And easy is something that I needed when it came to all of my writing. I didn't want a bloated software. And, you know, take Microsoft Word, for instance. I find Microsoft Word a very bloated software. It has so much power that I just didn't need all of that, especially when writing a blog post, because I just needed something to write down my words. Once I got my words down on paper, I transferred it over to WordPress, and in WordPress is where I do all of my formatting. So I needed something that was going to be easier to write my blog posts, and I've tried a lot of different apps out there. I've tried Microsoft Word, which I just mentioned. I've tried Scrivener, and I actually really like Scrivener. In fact, I use Scrivener for all of my book writing. And for those of you who don't know what Scrivener is an app to help you write. It gives you kind of a corkboard look at your work, and you can double click into these files, you can categorize, you can move chapters around, you can move documents around, and it's really easy to throw everything that you're writing up onto a wall, so to speak, And then Scrivener gives you the power to rearrange as you see fit to help you create the book that you want to create. In Microsoft Word, you can't do that. You can't just simply move Chapter 5 to become Chapter 1. It's a mess trying to do that in Microsoft Word. So Scrivener is great for doing some of that kind of stuff. But Scrivener still is way too bloated, way too complex when it came to blogging. Now, I had downloaded another app that I did a review on called DeskPM. Now, DeskPM is a pretty simple app. It's just you open it up and it's a window that you type in. You can write in multi-markdown. You can, and for those who don't know multi-markdown, it's a simplified HTML code. HTML is just the protocol code that you use to write a blog page or a web page. Multi-markdown is very similar, where if I was to put two asterisks before and after a word, that word would all of a sudden be bold. So I wouldn't have to go up, highlight the word, and then reach up with my mouse and click bold. I could just do asterisk, asterisk, type my word, asterisk, asterisk, and then keep writing. So it allows me to focus on my writing. So DeskPM allows you to write in multi-markdown, which is great. However, it's not intuitive in a way where it allows you to save all of your blog posts for easy searching later. And that's really where I found the most difficulty in using DeskPM, is I didn't have a way to search any of my old blog posts to reference again for a later time. So enter Evernote. And I knew that this app would change how I wrote. I wanted something that my posts could be written at any time, whenever, wherever. Microsoft Word didn't make it easy. DeskPM, it's nearly impossible to do anywhere. Scrivener, again, is, and actually, they've just released the iOS version of Scrivener, so it might be possible, but I really don't know because I've not really used it. So in my mind, with Scrivener, it's nearly impossible to write anytime, anywhere, whenever I felt like it. Now, with every piece of content that I write, it doesn't matter what it is all done with this one note-taking tool called Evernote. And so I write everything there with every blog post, and I know it helps me become productive and removing the distractions that keep me from being focused on my writing. And Evernote has done that for me. It helps me create new content, and I can remove all of these distractions that make my mind go wah when it comes to writing. So I didn't need a bloated software. I just needed something simple and easy to use. So it's like pushing that Staples button. That's what I needed. So, number one is Evernote creates a distraction-free writing interface. You know, one of the things that I look for with ease of use is something that is pleasing to the eye to look at. With Microsoft Word, if you really think about Microsoft Word, you have your font areas, you have your bullet list areas, you have your headers, you have your tabs, you have this, you have that, and it's so convoluted with stuff, and it's difficult to navigate. It's difficult to just focus on your writing because all you're wanting to do is format, which is ridiculous. So I needed something that was easy to use, and without a doubt, the team at Evernote has created just an absolutely beautiful piece of software. And there's not a whole lot to its writing interface. In fact, all the fonts are still in the usual place. All of the list options and the table creation, it's all there. However, it's in a very nondescript place. I'm actually opening up Evernote right now just so I can say what I'm trying to say or see what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So you open up just this blank piece of paper, and at the top, you have what notebook you're writing in, and then you have your tags, and I'll get into the tags in just a little bit, so don't worry about what the tags mean. But then you have your usual suspects that you see in almost every word processing document or word processing app. You have your font list. So I can select from a list of fonts that Evernote approves. So the nice thing is they only give you about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different fonts to choose from. And the reason they do that is they don't want to overwhelm you with fonts. They want you to focus on writing notes. It also has your alignments, so left align, center, right align. You can do a justified text where it's a nice square box of text. I like this feature. You have a microphone option, so you can actually talk to Evernote, and it will store on your document an actual recording. So that's pretty cool. And you can go back and listen to it, and then you can transcribe it later. You can add attachments. You can upload it to Google Drive. So there's a lot of things you can do with Evernote. But the main thing is it focuses on a distraction-free writing interface. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of software. As a writer, I think something simple is a must. You still need all of your fonts and your usual suspects, your usual list options, your table creations. You know, those I think are a must. I love the idea of the audio recording and the video recording or the adding of attachments. That is really, really cool. Now, even though I write personally, I write in multi-markdown, I still rely on the use of typeface, so the bold, the italics, when I'm putting together like my keynote speeches. And I use the highlight feature as well. So if I am using like a PowerPoint, I will actually highlight, print off the document for those who are running the PowerPoint, and they'll see all of my highlights, and they'll know when to do the slides, which that comes in handy. But I do all of my keynote speeches now within Evernote, and I do that simply because it makes it easy for me. I can use my computer. I can use my smartphone, I can use my tablet, and it creates a beautiful printed page. So if you wanted to print it out, you can do that. Secondly, is it allows me to tag every single piece of work for easy reference. Now, you may be asking yourself, what do you mean by tagging? Tagging is simply a feature within Evernote. It allows me to say this is a key word. And I think that's the way to describe a tag. A tag is a key word. So if I go to a search box and I type in 2016, anything that has this tag of 2016 is going to pull up. And I can be very specific in my search and I can say I want the tag of 2016 to pull up. I don't necessarily want any document that has the words 2016 to pull up. And I can differentiate between those two options within the search features. But the greatest feature, and I think this is the most crowning, outstanding feature within Evernote, is its in-depth tagging system. Now, I have a simple but yet complex tagging system. Each note gets tagged with a certain word, and then I can easily reference that note later by using these tags, which is awesome. So I start with like a top level tag. So I may start with like what, when, who, where, etc. I have one called file drawer. I have one that's called miscellaneous. And basically in the what, I put my work, I put life church, and I can have different lists under Life Church. So I have different ministries listed under Life Church. I can have this blog. I have this blog written down. What else do I have under there? I have this podcast or keynotes under there. The Writers Guild, the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, which we actually started our new year. So that was pretty fun yesterday. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a little bit here. But I have another tag called Who, and I can actually list different people's names within the Who. So I can have somebody's name in there, and any note that I tag with that person's name, as soon as I pull up that person's name in the search, any note that's tagged with their name is going to come up, and it makes it really easy to find your documents. The beauty of using tags is you can go as specific as you need. This way I don't have to guess where all of my notes are, and I can find them with either a click of a button or with a simple search. And the great part is all of my notes get thrown into one notebook, but I use the tags to categorize them out, and all I have to do is just select what tags that I want. And I think that's pretty cool. So if you want something that's going to help you search for your documents, and think about it this way, you can't search for documents very well within Microsoft Word. You can try using the search features in your web browser, but it's not going to work very well, and you're going to get all kinds of documents. You'll pull up emails, you'll pull up pictures, you'll pull up Word documents, you'll pull up PowerPoints. I mean, you name it, you're going to pull it up in those searches. Within Evernote, you can be very specific in what you're searching for. You may not even know the title that you gave your document, but you know what's in the document. You can search by a phrase, and it will pull that document out of the quagmire, so to speak, and it will bring it front and center for you to look at. Evernote is really robust when it comes to a tagging system. Number three, it gives me the freedom to write no matter the platform I'm using. Now, I mentioned earlier that I can use Evernote on my tablet, my phone, my computer. I can use it on somebody else's computer. All I have to do, log into my account. And I think this is one of the greatest features of Evernote as well. I think this is a great feature of Evernote. So it doesn't matter where I'm at when inspiration hits. I can simply open up Evernote on my phone and I can start typing. Now, for all of my Microsoft enthusiasts out there, I know that they have created a cloud syncing system to use Word on your mobile phone and at the office. Here's the deal. I don't want to have to search through document after document after document for what I'm trying to find. And the beauty of Evernote, I can just open up a document on my computer, save it, and finish it on my phone later, because it's going to pull that file up to the forefront. And when I open the app on a different device, it's going to pull that most current version of the document. And I think it's slick. And I think that you should try it, because you're going to find yourself more productive if you use an app like Evernote. Now, I use it all the time. I don't think there is anything that I don't use more often than Evernote. It's just a very, very robust system, and it allows me to stay focused. It allows me to write in a very distraction-free environment. And I want to make sure that anything that I write is going to be focused, it's going to be clear, and it's going to be concise. Evernote allows me to do that. My friends, you're listening to the J.B. Sism Show. You know, the fourth thing that Evernote really does for me is it allows me to save my ideas for future blog posts. And I have three tags that I use to help me do this. I have what's called post ideas, posted, and then post in process. And the post ideas, so whether if I'm on somebody's blog and something that they have written strikes a chord with me, I can save it right to Evernote. And I actually have a little link on my browser that allows me to do that. I want to be able to save my thoughts and write them down for a later time. And I will primarily use tags to help me organize all of my ideas for future blog posts. You know, I use it to save articles. I use it to save different ideas that come to my mind. And I have thoughts that come to my mind all the time. And so I want to make sure I write them down so that I can call them up when I'm ready to write. And all I have to do is just type in the tag, post ideas, and it's going to pull up everything that I've written lately or in the past, and I can sift through all of that and say, oh, that would be a great topic for the podcast, or that would be a great topic to write about for the Monday blog post. And so I wanted to have a system in place where I could, at any time inspiration hits, I can just write a quick note, throw it into the tag of post ideas, and then I can call it up later. And Evernote is great for that because I can pull it up on any device. And I know I've mentioned that a few times, but it's really nice. It's a really nice feature to have. And all I have to do is just click save and it'll save it. If you have Evernote downloaded onto your phone, you can just hold on to the share button in your browser and it's going to pull up the Evernote icon, and you can save right to Evernote from your phone's browser. So that's pretty cool if you're reading anything on your browser, and I like it for that. And then number five, I've mentioned this a little bit, but it really has an in-depth search feature within Evernote. And I think this is one of the best aspects of Evernote is its ability to search. So let's say I want to pull up my post ideas and not the things that I have posted. All I have to do is use a simple search term by typing in the search bar, tag, colon, post ideas, and tag, colon, minus posted. And so if I do that search in the search bar, it's going to pull up anything that's tagged as post ideas, but nothing that I've already posted to my blog. So it allows me to search only for the posts that I want to write minus the ones that I've already posted. So when I'm wanting to find something and I need a quick way to get the desired result, searching in Evernote is one of the things that will help me get there faster. And the best part about Evernote is I can share my searches with other people and I can save search patterns for later. And that's pretty cool. I can save these search patterns for later. So all I have to do is click on it. I don't have to type it and it will run the search for me and pull up the documents that I need. It recognizes, and this is actually pretty cool, it recognizes your handwriting. So if you have saved into Evernote anything that is handwritten, it becomes searchable within Evernote. And I think that is one of the coolest features that Evernote has. It's a pretty smart feature because if you have written something, it can get lost in the confines of your computer. Evernote now gives you the ability to have all of your handwriting become searchable. And if you want to take your writing to the next level, I really honestly encourage you to give Evernote a try. It's free. It's easy to use. And honestly, once I started switching to Evernote, I honestly never looked back. And I think mainly because I can write whatever I want, and it also becomes searchable on any document that I want to use. And so, you know, even though I feel like I'm still a beginner at Evernote, I can't tell you how much it has helped me with my blog. I can't tell you how much it's helped me in writing down my ideas. It's made me a better writer. It's made me more efficient by helping me put my blog posts together. And if you set Evernote up right, you will become more productive in every area of your note-taking life. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And you can find the full show notes of today's show over at jbsism.com/069. So jbsism.com/069. And if you could do me a simple favor and head over to iTunes and rate this show, because that is one way we're going to help more people learn about what we're doing here. My friends, have a great week. My name is Jason Sism. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.